Sister Carolyn mentioned a thought earlier, said, here am I. And I guess that's what we're going to look at. Here am I. But I want to ask you tonight, are you willing to hear what the Lord has to say to you? We've got several that say they're confused, they don't understand, they ain't satisfied. I'm telling you, I know the one has the answer. And I believe he's just there waiting to let you know. But you're going to have to be willing to hear what he's got to say. And sometimes what he has to say is not exactly what we want to hear. But you're going to have to humble yourself and be willing to hear it. So I want to read from everything we read tonight, and I apologize in advance. I'll probably have to read quite a bit. But everything we have to read tonight will be familiar. But I need the Lord. They was aggravating me last night about my paper clips and my Bible's just full of markings and highlights and all these things. And I told them at supper tonight, for 10 years after I owned my call to preach, I had nightmares. I mean nightmares. I'd be a dreaming that I'd get up to stand up to preach, and I'd open my Bible and I couldn't find my scriptures, and it all looked like some kind of Sears and Roebuck magazine. And I was so scared of not being prepared when I come that now I just can't, I can know where it's at. I can go read it, but it don't make no difference. I've got to do that. I believe in the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But I also believe we need to be prepared when we come. And if you ain't prepared, we speak that which we know. And if we don't know nothing, we can't speak nothing. All that come out of your mouth is a bunch of air. So tonight, y'all pray for me that the word of God would come out of my mouth. That I'll lean on him and trust on him to say what he'd have to say and not say anything more or anything less. But I also know that we have to study and understand what we're talking about. I want to read from Samuel, chapter 3. And Samuel was one Hannah had prayed for. And she told the Lord that she would give him or lean him to the Lord. And she did. When that child was born, when he was weaned, she took him to the prophet Eli to serve the Lord, and Samuel was a great prophet. But we want to read here and see the willingness of Samuel to hear what the Lord had to say to him, and some others that was willing to hear what the Lord had to say to them, and then maybe one, at least one, maybe others that wasn't, after they heard what the Lord had to say, they didn't care much for it. So tonight, I want to encourage you, if you say you're confused, you go to the Lord and you ask him and you be willing to hear what he has to say. And if he says you're saved, you be willing to step out on faith and follow him. But if he says you've never been saved, then you be willing to accept that and seek him till you find him. Y'all pray for us. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. And it came to pass in time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, he could not see. And there the lamp of God went out in the temple and of the Lord and where the ark of God was. And Samuel laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And before I go any further, I want you to understand what I believe, what that means. It's not saying that I'm in here in my bedroom. It's saying, "Here am I, Lord. What would you have me to do?" And I want you to understand tonight, you need to be willing. I will be able to say, when he comes to you, say, "Here am I, Lord." Lord, what would you have me to do? And be willing to hear the answer. Because if you're not willing to hear the answer, you're never going to get nowhere. But he said, here am I. And I want to tell you the reason why I believe it's that. Because he said, he said, and he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. I want you to know, when he heard that voice, he thought it was Eli. And he was so encouraged to go and do what Eli had for him to do. He ran to it. And he said, what is it you want? He wanted to hear from him. I want you to know, you need to be willing to hear the answer. But it wasn't Eli calling. And the Lord called yet again to Samuel, and Samuel rose and went to Eli. And he said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called to Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, and for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. You gotta be willing to hear. And so Samuel went and laid down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as the other times, and Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And I want you to know, he was fixing to tell him some things I don't believe he was very excited about hearing. And Eli is going to get some news from God to this young child that he's not going to be excited about hearing. But listen to me, you've got to be willing to hear the answer. And when he calls, you be willing to hear, answer the call and hear what he has to say. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel in which both are the ears of everyone that heareth and shall tingle. And he that day I will perform against Eli all the things which I have spoken concerning his house. And when I begin, I will also make an end. And for I have told him that I will judge his house forever. And the iniquity which he knoweth because his sons made themselves a vow, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offered forever. And Samuel laid until morning. He laid all night, the rest of the night long, thinking about what God had just told him. And he said, Samuel laid in the morning and opened the doors to the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is this thing the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, even more also, if thou hide anything from me of all things that he said unto thee. And then Samuel had to give him the answer. Oh, he loved Eli. He served. I want you to know, he thought so much of that man. When he heard the voice, he went to him. He loved this man. And he had to tell him the truth. And I want you to know, Eli wanted to hear the truth. You've got to be willing to accept the truth tonight. And Samuel told him, went.
hid nothing from him. And he said, this is what Eli said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth good. Now, I want you to know after that, they went into battle with the Philistines. Eli's sons were killed. And I want you to know when the minister come to tell him his sons were killed, how the Ark of the Covenant was taken also. The Bible says Eli was old in age, about 98 years old. He was a big man. And when they told him about his sons being killed, how he fell, or when they said the Ark of the Covenant had been took it. It said he fell off the back of the wall and his neck was broke. I want you to realize tonight, you ain't going to always like what you have to hear from the Lord, but you need to be willing to hear it. I thought about how one Abraham and how the Lord called Abraham and he said, here am I. And he said, take thy son. I want you to remember again when he said, here I am. Here am I. Lord, I'm willing. What would you have me to do? And he said, take thy son, thy only son Isaac, and take him an offering for a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. And I want you to know this man, I love the Lord. And he was willing when he said, here am I. He was willing to hear what the Lord had to say. He took his son. He headed out. He loaded up the lions and the asses and he headed out. And they come to a place where he could see in the distance. And I've thought about this many a times. I've never had a son. The Lord blessed me with two daughters. But I've got grandsons. I've got four grandsons. And I can't imagine how old little Harvey. We took him up here to meet his mama and seen it up here in town. And he come out to get her. I come out to get him. And he was crying holding on to me. He didn't want to go. Maggie kept saying he loves his papa. She was getting her hair done. They didn't know what to think. He loves his papa. Oh, boy, his papa loves him. Oh, I can't imagine to be willing to hear what God had to say to him. Listen, Lord, you seek the Lord and you seek him, you get the answer. And you're out here tonight and you say you're confused. I want you to know you don't have to be confused. You just have to be willing to hear the answer. And he looked at the far off and he saw that Mount Moriah. He knew that was the place he was taking his child to sacrifice, his only child, the one that he loved. And they got there and the child said, Father, he said, here am I. He said, the sticks and the fire, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice? And he said, son, God will provide a sacrifice. You're talking about heart. And they carried his child up there, and he laid him there on the altar. He drew his knife back, and the angel of the Lord said, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Still willing to hear what God had to say. You've got to be willing to hear what he's got to say. He said, cause no child no harm. He had a ram over the thicket. Offer the ram instead. Listen to me. You've got to be willing to hear what God's got to say. There was a man named Saul. And I'm glad to read this. I want you to hear how two men was willing to change how they saw things and willing to do what God wanted them to do. In the ninth chapter of Acts, y'all pray for me.
I don't want to be getting her way, but I feel like there's others here. I mean, I want them all to be saved. I heard Brother Don tell about Doug Curtis's brother one time. Said Doug was preaching, and they said one or two come to the altar, and afterwards they asked Doug, why did you keep preaching for? He said, I was worried about the next one. I'm telling you, we can't rejoice until they all be born again. Honey, right now there's light here in the world, and we are in, but Sunday He's going to come back, and then it's going to be over. And then we can rest. But until then, we got to preach the gospel. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, and I believe children, that he might bring them in bond to the Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? I mean, Brother Benji, Brother Bram was talking about that last night. Honey, you do it unto the least of his brethren, you do it unto him, and persecute the Lord's church, you are persecuting him. You better be really careful about how you, what you do and what you say about the Lord's church. And he said, who art thou, Lord? He asked him the question, and he said, and the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest, and it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling as he astonished, and said, Lord, what with thou hast me to do? What will you have me to do, Lord? And that's what they're saying every time when they say, here am I. What will you have me to do, Lord? And he said, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told of what thou must do. And the men which journeyed and with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but he led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And I want you to realize, once again, here's somebody, that was not what he was wanting to hear. I want you to know, this is the very place he was going to persecute the Lord's church. But he got willing to hear the answer of the Lord. He said, what will you have me to do? And he told him, arise and go to the city. He had to go to the very place. I believe in all my heart he was going there to arrest Ananias and maybe even kill him. But he had to be willing to go and had to seek out help from one he was going to persecute. You got to be willing to hear the answer. You're sitting there, you're saying you're confused. There's no need to be confused with the Lord. If you ask him, he will tell you. You just got to be willing to hear. He that has an ear, let him hear. Hear, and your soul shall live. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And to him he said, Lord, in a vision, Ananias. And listen what he said. And he said, behold, I am here. He said, in a little different, but I am here, Lord. I want you to realize it was the same answer. What would you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise. I go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas, for he's called Saul of Tyrus. And for behold, he prayeth. And he's seen a vision, and a man named Ananias coming to him, putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And then Ananias answered the Lord, I have heard many of this man. I have heard by many of this man how many evil hath he done, and thy saints to Jerusalem. I want you to realize Ananias wasn't too crazy about the answer he heard. He said, you go to him. And he said, Lord, he's killing these people in Jerusalem. And I believe he's coming here to do the same thing to me. I want you to know, you've got to be willing to hear what the Lord has to say. And trust in the Lord, he's able to take care of it. He took care of Abraham. He took care of Samuel. I want you to know he's going to take care of Saul. And I want you to realize tonight he'll take care of you. He took care of Ananias. And I hear he have authority from chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, and to bear my name before the Gentiles. And the kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered to the house, putting his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, and thou camest, hath sent me that thou might receive thy sight. And he filled with the Holy Ghost, and immediately there fell from his eyes, and he had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith, and he rose and was baptized by the very man he went there to persecute. I want you to realize over and over and over, you've got to be willing to hear what he has to say. Hon, you've been doing this for a while now. You've got to be willing to hear. And accept. I want you to realize the only accepting we do is that we accept what he's done for us. And you've got to be able to do that. If he saved your soul, be willing to accept that. If you're lost, you've got to be able to accept that and seek him till you find him. But you've got to realize, just like them, here am I, Lord. Here I am. What would you have me to do? There's no reason to be confused. This ain't a confusing thing. It really ain't. I believe we've made it confusing through the years. We've told stories of different things and made it into something that a lost people are looking for something spectacular. And it is spectacular, but it's just peace with God. I'll be honest with you, the night I got saved, I didn't know a whole lot about it, and I didn't realize exactly, that might have been the only time I've ever doubted my salvation. When I got saved, that peace coming in there, I didn't realize what I'd got, but I did. It wasn't no trouble come back. The next night I went to the altar just like I had before. And I went up there and I was praying, trying to be saved. I wasn't getting nowhere. And finally I said, Lord, if I'm saved, let me get up. And boy, next thing you know, I was up. Amen. And I was told what he done for me. You've got to be willing to do what he wants to do for him. Amen. I'm fixing to be done. There was a young man, he was we call him the rich young ruler. He got an answer he wasn't too willing to hear. He said, Woe, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And I believe he meant that. I believe this was a good young man. I believe he'd done all the things he said he'd done, and I believe in his mind he thought he had done good. I believe he thought he was there. And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And this young man asked him a question.
And he saith unto him, which? And Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as itself. And this young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And I believe he thought he had. And I believe in his mind he thought he had done good. He'd asked him the question, he'd give him the answer, and he thought he'd answered it just like it ought to be, and he was just going to tell him, well, you're going to enter in life. But the Lord said, the young man said, and Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, yield to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. In other words, what he told him, give up everything. What is worth going to hell for? I'd ask you tonight. What would you exchange for your soul? Would you be willing to give up mom and daddy? Would you be willing to give up brother and sisters? Would you be able to give up your bicycle? I've heard people talk about holding on to bicycles. I've heard people talking about holding on to this. I want you to know the biggest thing you're holding on to is pride. And that's what this rich young ruler was dealing with. I don't think it was so much the money as it was he knew he was going to lose his spot, his position, who he was. The Lord gave him the answer. And he said, but the young man heard that saying, and he went away sorrowful. But he had great possessions. And then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God. Tonight, this young man wasn't willing to accept the answer. If he would have heard the answer and been willing to just surrender everything to Jesus and followed him, he could have had life. But he went away sorrowful. I don't find where this young man ever got saved. And you can say, well, I've done this. I've went to the altar multiple times. I've went to revivals all over the country. I've went to the altar over and over and over. I've done this and I've done that. And that's exactly how that young man failed. And he left sorrowful. Tonight, if you're not willing to hear the answer from God, how you stand with the Lord, you'll leave here again sorrowful. If you get saved tonight, you need to be willing to tell it. I was back in the house other night when my granddaughter got saved. Back there was another young man that was seeking the Lord. I didn't get to see her raise up. I've sat here, hours upon hours, upon hours, watching children on this altar. I've sat right here, Sunday after Sunday, revival after revival, waiting for them to raise up and say, to, say Lord, say their soul. Granny was sitting right there beside her, and she said she raised up and said, he saved me. Yep. And said, she's smiling. She said, what? He saved me. She was willing to let it be known what he done for her. The answer was, you're born again. You're mine. Now get up. Arise, just like he told Paul. So he said, arise, get up, and follow me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the answer. That I, he answer. If you're lost, seek him till you find him. If you've been saved, get up and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. With a heart a man believeth unto the righteousness. With a mouth a confession is made unto salvation. Let it be known what God's done for you. Be willing to accept his answer.
Amen.
If you're lost, you get on your knees and you pray and you call on him. If the answer is you're lost and you're going to hell, I know it's hard to ask. I know it is. Who wants to face that? You ever had a bill expecting to come any day? Just dread going to the mailbox. That's nothing. You ever went to the doctor? I have, and had tests for cancer. And you go back and you sit down in front of that doctor and you and him look at each other right in the eye and you're waiting for the answer. You don't know what it's going to be. You're sitting there and you're just waiting. When I was 18 years old, we hadn't been married long. I started bleeding from my stomach. We go to the doctor, and he said, I believe you have cancer. And we go out to run these tests. I'm 18 years old. I'm just barely married to my bride. Whole life ahead of me. They take me, put me in the hospital, and they start running all these tests. Just a boy. Then I wait for him to come in there and stand over my bed and look at me and give me the answer. I didn't know if I wanted to hear it or not. You've got to be willing to hear it if you're lost. You've got to accept that. You'll never get saved till you call on the Lord, realizing you need him. Are you willing to hear what he's got to say? Tonight I got called to preach, sitting back there in the middle of the house at Rocky Mount. Got far away from him. Just wanted to feel him. Just wanted to testify. Brother, that's all I wanted to do. Just be able to feel him and be able to testify. And I said, Lord, if you got something to do, give me something to do. And I thought he'd say, get up and testify. And he said, preach my word. And I wasn't willing to accept the answer. Moses, when he called to him out of the burning bush, he said, here am I. But it wasn't long. He wasn't really willing to accept the answer. You've got to be willing. It's no need leaving here no more confused. Come to an altar. Make an altar somewhere. And say, here I am. Lord, give me the answer that I need. That I can leave here knowing how I stand with you. That's my thought. I pray tonight, if you're here and lost, I pray I've not done nothing. I would do nothing to stand in the way of a sinner. But I also know they're all around us. And just like my granddaughter was no important than any of the others, I mean they're all important. I want you to be saved. I want before this week's over, we come here and we say, well, I just don't think there's nobody lost here. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Amen. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Then we could rejoice together. Yeah. That's my message. If you're here tonight and you're lost, come seek the Lord.